The Tony Awards are coming up this Sunday night, probably the biggest night of the year for theater lovers. Among them, our commentator and theater geek, Mark Aceto. He doesn't just love theater. His first love is the bombastic musical. He thinks more people should break into song now and then. After all, he does it all the time.
Those who disdain musicals say they don't like them because people just don't burst into song in real life. But I do. Most of the time, I don't even realize it, which might account for the odd looks I get in public. I mean, you don't want to get caught in the men's room singing, "He's got the whole world in his hands," or "I'm hopelessly devoted to you." But singing out loud is good for you. It gets oxygen flowing. It relieves stress. You should do it when the dog bites, when the bee stings, but only after first aid. For instance, when I'm searching for a parking space downtown, I always sing, "There's a space for us, a parking space for us." It works every time. And what better way to get through a job you hate than by singing 525,600 minutes? You see, from the beginning of recorded time until the advent of recorded sound, lots of people burst into song. Literature, for instance, is full of merry wayfarers warbling as they, you know, wayfare. But when I go to a musical, I'm seeking a transformative experience, a transcendental one. When the emotion is so big, all you can do is sing, "Don't tell me how to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud, don't rain on my..." Well, you get the idea. Today, we're a world of cyborgs, plugged into our personal soundtracks. I blame the 1960s. In the first 40 years of the Oscars, movie musicals won Best Picture 7 times, a trend that ended during the upheaval of 1968 with Oliver, of all things. I know, consider yourself anachronistic. No musical would win again until 2002 with Chicago. I guess after 9/11 we just wanted the old razzle dazzle. So movie musicals have made a return while Broadway houses are fuller than ever. What's more, the shamelessly unironic American Idol and High School Musical are bona fide pop phenomena, while MySpace, Facebook, and YouTube have transformed belting into a hairbrush in the privacy of your room into a public act. 'Cause I'm hopelessly devoted to me. In fact, two of this year's Tony nominees for Best Musical, In the Heights and Passing Strange, actually star the people who wrote them. The cynical among us might see it as another example of the self-absorbed, look-at-me generation. But those of us who burst into song aren't a cynical bunch. We know that your heart will be blessed with the sound of music, so you should sing once more.
That's Mark Aceto, the author of Attack of the Theater People. He lives in Portland, Oregon.